So what happened?
So very interestingly, she had to come off of trial because we were calling her progressive disease. So we stopped. Our plan was to do stereotactic radiation on that 2-centimeter nodule and then continue the erlotinib. We had to stop the bevacizumab because she came off the trial. We continued the erlotinib. And while we were making arrangements to do this, about 3 weeks went by before our planning CT was done for the stereotactic radiation. And in that few weeks off of bevacizumab, she had an explosive growth of her hilar lesion, of her mediastinal adenopathy, of her liver lesion. And so we went in and did another biopsy of the hilar lesion, which was her original disease, and that did show an exon 19 T790M.
Did you think about putting her back on Bev, off trial?
We did, but what we did was we had a trial for T790M. So we put her on the CO1686.
And of course, 1686 is now rosalitinib. What happened?
She had a terrific response. Her mediastinal adenopathy, the hilar disease, the liver disease disappeared again. Complete response. Well tolerated. But the upper lobe lesion shrank 30%.
Interesting. So how do you put this together, Jeff?
This is my reservation about local therapy for these patients. In the end, they do have stage 4 disease, and there is a very real risk of progression outside of that. And so I think a good systemic therapy is your best bet. And I don't think routinely local therapies are going to be disease modifying for these patients, but perhaps in select patients. And the question is who? I'm still not sure which of the patients that benefit, even this one that we all thought would benefit from radiation in the end didn't.